when I asked Brandy to marry me, I meant it. I love Brandy. I've always loved Brandy forever. And I wanted to give her and still want to give her the best life. And she's an amazing human. I just realized I can still love her. I'm just in the wrong role.
What's up, everybody? This is Matt here with the Husband and Law Podcast. This is where we share our stories of love, ex-love, marriage, ex-marriage, divorce, ex-divorce, and coming out of a closet that needed to be opened, and so much more. This podcast is for those who are looking to up their relationship game by understanding first yourself, then others, like your wife, your husband, and your wife's ex-husband on a whole new level. Welcome to the Husband and Law Podcast. Let's get this party started.
Hello, hello. Welcome to March, my friends. March is my favorite month because it is my birthday month, and I will be celebrating the whole month. I turn 40 this year, and I am so excited. What a gift it is to be able to get older, to age, to see what this body does, how it changes, how I change, how my mind changes, all of the things. Like, I just love getting older and embrace it for the gift that it is. It is such a gift to be able to age and to get older. And I do not consider 40 old. So let's go. I can't wait. And if you are wanting an invite to my birthday party, stay tuned for next week because I will be telling you how you can get an invite to my party. But if you want to mark your calendar now, it is March 30th in Boise, Idaho. So if you are like on a wild hair and want to come, come to my birthday, March 30th in Boise. So I am so excited for that. This month, I'm also very excited because we are sharing the stories of those who are the partner who came out. So the Steves of the relationship. And this is such an important conversation to have. I have a reel that's gone viral right now. It's got over 7 million views. And it's so interesting to see a little bit of the back and forth that goes on in those because people are pissed at me. People are pissed at Steve. People are just like angry. And the people who are angry about Steve coming out are the same people who have not created a safe space for people to come out earlier in life. And that is the thing here is if we don't share these stories, if we don't hear people's perspectives, if we don't listen to what is actually happening, then we can't change. And families like mine will continue to happen. And while mine has been a gift, it is a challenge for so many people. And it was a challenge for us. It wasn't easy. It's hard. And so I think it's so important that we hear these stories and understand that we need to create safe spaces for people to be themselves in all of the ways. So I am excited this week to bring you Marty. If you listened to the last couple months' episodes and you heard from Brandy, Marty is Brandy's husband, and I am so excited for you to hear his side of the story today. Marty, I am so excited to have you here today. This is the first time that I'm like, I feel like I'm meeting you in person, but I'm really not. And also, I feel like I know a lot about you because I know your amazing wife, who currently is your wife, and you guys are navigating all of this. We'll get into all of that as we go through here, but I've met her and she speaks so highly of you. And it's just been beautiful to watch you guys over the last couple of years navigate all of this. But I'm so excited to get to talk to you because I've only heard the other side.
Well, thank you and good morning. And likewise, I've followed your journey for years now. I love watching you and your husband and Steve and everybody online. So I'm very excited to be here today.
Awesome. Thank you for being willing to share your story because I know it impacts so many people. Just as you, I think, know from hearing our story, how helpful it's been. Like now you get to give that opportunity to somebody else. So thank you for being willing to do this.
Yeah, it's a little scary, but yeah, I'm excited.
It is always a little scary. Every time I hit record, I'm a little bit scared. So you're not alone.
Yeah.
Okay. So as we talked about, we have a limited time here, but I do want to have you share your story. And this can start like when you and Brandy met, or this could be when you realized into your marriage of like, oh my goodness, like when was the point you knew you were gay? Like, where do you want to start today?
I mean, let's just start. We might as well start at the beginning. And really, it is really is truly our love story, if you will. But when I met Brandy, I was about 26, I believe, and I had just decided at that point in my life that I was going to actually come out. And oddly enough, Brandy was one of those very first people that I was around that I was out to. And initially, Brandy, when we met, immediately said, "Oh my God, you're my new best friend. we did immediately become best friends. We were, you know, did everything together. She was one of my friends, girlfriends, and I was her, oddly enough, her gay husband, she called me. And I actually met Brandy's parents that way. And so that was short-lived. Brandy almost immediately professed her love to me and continued to do so. And eventually we ended up getting together.
In that process, did you ever feel any pressure, or was this just felt like the natural next step for you?
Oh my God, yes. I told Brandy initially, I will never be with you. I mean, I remember being in fights with her and telling her, like, no, go away. Like, I'm not going to be with you. But, you know, there was this point where, and I can't really explain why, but for whatever reason, I just, you know, our love really started to grow and our relationship became more than that. And I really started to feel like no one has ever loved me this much in my life. And honestly, you know, no one had ever poured so much love and attention and affection into me. And, you know, the reality is I had been with women my whole life and I had always never been enough for them. Mm. I had always tried and I had always, all of my efforts of pretending to be masculine, pretending to be enough sexually, to pretending to be all of those things, I was never enough. And this was the first woman that I had flipped the script on and I had said, here's who I am. Mm-hmm. And she wholeheartedly wrapped her fucking arms around me, sorry, and said, I want you, I'll take you, you're mine, I want you forever, you're perfect the way that you are. And how is that? That was hard not to fall in love with. That was hard not to feel like I had never felt that kind of love before. And that's how our love began. And I just became really engulfed in that. And when I asked Brandy to marry me, you know, I meant it. I love Brandy. I've always loved Brandy forever. And I, you know, wanted to give her and still want to give her the best life. And she's an amazing human. I just, you know, which we'll get into now, realize, you know, I can still love her. I'm just in the wrong role, if you will.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's been like, I think people are always like, but why would you do that? Or like, they can't wrap their heads around this. And I totally can, because I've been there. Like, I understand with that, maybe not on your side of things, but the other side of things of loving somebody for who they are completely, even though it doesn't seem like it should fit because they're gay. And so I think like, that's really what we all want in life, isn't it? Is to be loved for who we are and be accepted for who we are. It's beautiful. And so at what point did you feel like, okay, this relationship filled the need for a long time? And obviously now that is shifting. Even if this shift that is happening in your relationship, it still has felt like you are each other's person. Like, tell me what you were feeling there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be honest with you, what I've been feeling for years now is, you know, I love Brandy. I've tried to give Brandy everything I can, but I know that I'm not loving Brandy in all the ways that Brandy needs to be loved. Right. And vice versa, right. There is an element, there is you know, physical touch and contact and intimacy and all of those things that Brandy deserves. And the guilt that comes along with truly loving somebody and knowing that, like, that you're not giving them the whole love that they need. Like, I really look at my little family today, myself, London, and Brandy, and think of, like, I look at you and Steve and what you guys have created in your life, and I want that. I want to add people to our family. You know, like, we have chosen each other and our love is so strong. But we just need to add to our family. You know, we need to build on that love, and being open and honest will really help us do that. And so, you know, for me, the guilt that came along with just, you know, knowing that Brandy was choosing me and still does, quite honestly, when there's a real love out there for her, like a real husband, not a best friend that loves the shit out of you, that will always, you know, love the shit out of you. So, and there was a point where it was about 2.5 years ago, maybe three now, Brandy's holiday party. We were all at the Talking Stick Resort here in Scottsdale. I had some coworkers here from Florida. We were having an amazing time. For whatever reason, Brandy, I had texted her about midnight that night. Where are you? I had, you know, I was doing my thing and she was up in the room. I went up to the room and I still don't know what caused this night to happen. I don't, but she said, you know, are you even attracted to me? Mm. And I looked at her and I said, I'm not even attracted to women. And that was it. Like that was it. And that's really what kind of whatever point 12 years into our marriage at that point in time or 10 kind of put all of this coming out, if you will, into motion. And that was several, like I said, years ago. And we have very strategically kind of done things in our life to progress things forward to where we are today. So
yeah,
that's where we're at.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I remember having that moment after Steve had the affair of being like, he is not attracted to me anymore. And it was crazy how painful that was because I didn't think that was something I honestly needed. And I was like, no, this is a vital part of a relationship. Yeah. Like it is key. And again, not just for me, but also for you to be able to have that, for everybody in the relationship to be able to find that physical intimacy that is so connecting.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, especially for me, and this really goes into, you know, a deeper and another rabbit hole conversation, but I think really even for me, I think giving up that piece of life is a little bit easier for me because of past traumas and things that have happened. So I personally am a little more detached sexually from, you know, men and women, to be quite honest. And so that's something that, you know, Brandy has a healthy relationship with and always did. And so she has chosen to put that part of something that was a very healthy part of her life to the side to love me for many, for over a decade. And that's just not fair anymore. Yeah. So, yeah.
And what a beautiful gift that you guys can both recognize this in the give and take. And I think that's what makes relationships work as long as they do, is this understanding of acknowledging the parts that we are maybe, I don't want to say sacrificing, but also giving up for a time, or like saying, hey, I understand you can't give this to me, but recognizing the good that is still in the relationship because there is so much good.
I know a fuck ton of marriages that are sexless that have none of the other components that ours does that are healthy. And so trust and believe that, you know, and for years, you know, I think it's funny because, you know, I've said like, you know, everybody thought, or all your friends thought you had this perfect life or this perfect husband. And in so many ways, Brandy can honestly look at me and still has since then and said, I still fucking do. They still knowing that you are gay, still wish they had my husband because of all the ways that you've supported me and, you know, all the good things about our relationship. So that makes 100%. Me feel good for the, you know, the sacrifice she's made, if you will.
Yeah. And I think that honestly, those are some of the hardest parts to have in a relationship that make the relationship so good are the real communication that happens, the emotional connection that happens. Like that is what we really want. I mean, yes, we want all of the other things too, because they're fun and whatever, but it's that connection emotionally that leads to everything else when you're both in the same place. That's my
partner. We have a great life. We have an amazing 12-year-old daughter together. We have two beautiful homes. We have great careers.
So you guys have now created this life, and tell me what this process would look like. Since that day, Brandy was like, hey, are you really still attracted to me? And you were like, basically, no, I'm not attracted to women. What has your life looked like since then? How has this process gone for you guys?
So since that moment, really what we did was, I mean, first and foremost, my mental health fell to shit after that. I mean, it really started to fall apart. I thought in my mind, I, for whatever reason, moving forward, from that day on, that, you know, the only way out or the only way forward was, you know, to lose my family, to get a divorce, to give her half of, you know, our money, everything that we'd earned together, and, you know, split everything and do all those things. And you know, it really took a lot of work to realize that that's not the way that it has to go. And just because that's the way that it goes for most people, it doesn't have to look that way for us. And so, you know, I, at the onset, was fortunate enough to seek, professional help, right? To seek someone who had done this before. So I reached out to, I scoured the community, and I'm not sure if I can mention names, but I found a coach out there, a coming out coach, quite honestly. His name is Rick Clemens. And he, you know, he helped me to see, he came out in his 40s. He was a married father. So, you know, very similar circumstances. And, you know, he taught me, like, here's what I did wrong. Here's what to look out for. Here's what you don't want to do. Here's what I wish I did differently. And so, you know, that really helped me to kind of lay the groundwork or roadmap, if you will, for, I guess, how I wanted this thing to look. I'm a little bit of a control freak. but also, you know, how Brandy wanted it to look. And so I started seeing Rick, and then, you know, I'm not sure at what point, but at some point shortly after that, I also had, you know, kind of found you and your story and introduced, you know, sent that over to Brandy, and she, you know, ended up going to Idaho and attending one of your retreats, which was really life-changing for her. And so coming back from that, we've continued to, you know, just work on ourselves. I started kind of a Facebook group and found some other similar like-minded gentlemen that I can kind of share my story with. And that's really helped me to connect to people, you know, that are similar, make me feel like I'm not so alone out there. I've also met some local dads and gentlemen, again, who had been through a similar situation, who'd been divorced and kind of moved on with their lives now. That's helped. Me and Brandy have also quit drinking together in this time. We decided to quit drinking over a year ago. We started her own business together over a year ago. She's in the mortgage industry, and that kind of fell apart. So we worked on that together. We also decided to rent out our previous home, move into a new home in separate spaces. So I have my own room upstairs now with my daughter, London. I came out at work on a national coming out panel last year on October 11th to a group of about 64,000, and continued to tell some people around us, but I have yet to tell my daughter yet. And so that is really kind of the next step for us. We're thinking just a few days away from that. But I guess kind of backing up a little bit too, I've also went through, you know, extensive, I went through 8 weeks of outpatient therapy at Meadows Treatment Center in Scottsdale for childhood trauma, sexual issues, dealing with that kind of stuff. We have both attended various therapy sessions together, and that's really kind of helped us take the next step in our life and have, you know, just meaningful conversations that advance things and a very powerful way. Like moving into this house was kind of the culmination of several single sessions that we had with our therapist in Scottsdale. And then we just had one group therapy session together. So 1 hour, 90 minutes, I think. And following that session, we left there with just such an understanding and agreement, if you will, of like kind of what's next in our relationship. And within, like, I think 4 weeks, we had, you know, closed on this house and we're moving into it. And so that was amazing. And then most recently, you know, I've been seeing my therapist, and I had been kind of feeling recently like things aren't kind of moving along for me. I think every time I start to think about what's next for me, you know, sexually kind of exploring actually what that looks like. I personally, in my story, have never, you know, I've never actually woken up next to or fallen asleep next to another man. Like, in a, you know, romantic, all the setting type scenario before. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what that's like. I don't know what it's like to do that. So I have all of that to still kind of experience, and I had to come to terms with myself. Yeah. And so I think in kind of like, as I start to grapple with what that looks like, I found myself in recent months kind of pulling back from Brandy a little bit, even in our own home that we live in here, because I found it awkward to talk to her about that. And so most recently, I got the courage to, you know, it's just kind of been festering, and it had kind of been really eating at me for a while. And so I got the courage just to fire off an email one day and just kind of say, you know, summarize that. And so when she came home, we had a really great talk about kind of what's next. And that's really where we are now. So that's it.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that when you guys open the doors to what feels right for the next steps, you guys have taken action. Like, you've not just waited, but once you knew it was right, you took action. And that's so beautiful, because you're right. It does fester when we don't have those hard conversations, when we aren't clear about what it is we want and need, then it festers and it creates feelings that we typically don't want to carry in our lives. And so kudos to you guys for acting, especially like taking action on getting the house thing situated and making sure that that is a good fit for you guys. And even though it might not be the most traditional thing, like, who cares? It's what works for you guys. That's all that matters.
Well, and I just want to say one thing too. And my therapist recently said this to me, and I think that it's a very important thing. And I'm not saying that this is obviously going to be the outcome for everybody, right? But I do want to mention that, you know, in all of these monumental things, right, that festering or that buildup of emotions or that how I thought things were going to go in my mind went completely different, right? Like, it was nothing like I thought it was, even from like an employee standpoint, right? Like, I you know, I thought like telling my whole company that I was gay was going to be, I was this married guy that they had known for, you know, 9 years with a child, and like, it was going to be this big scandal, and like, it wasn't. And people are very supportive. And I think I'm going to find that the next big, you know, the big thing in my mind, which is telling my daughter, is going to go very similarly. And she's going to say, you know, she has intuition. So I think that's just something that I want to mention, is that each one of these things that have really helped advance my life in so many ways and have helped me get the outcome that I ultimately desired were the outcome of just having that conversation and being brave enough to broach the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think there's so much power in, you know, like, we do have to fester a little bit to make sure it's really what we want. And then take that step of being like, okay, this is going to be okay. I'm going to trust that it's going to be okay. And on the other side of that, seeing, oh, these people do have my back. These people are still supportive. They aren't judging me. And there are some people that are, and those are not your people. And that's okay. Like, not everybody's going to jive with you. But in that process, we get to find our people and we get to find those connections. And we also get to chase what it is we really want. Like, you guys ultimately want a relationship that is, just because I've worked with Brandy so closely, I know, I think I can speak to this some, but you guys are searching for that love, to stay connected, to stay each other's friends. And that can be done in so many different ways. And I think we pigeonhole that in life of what it should look like. And really, there's so many ways it can look.
And even so, starting a business together, right? So helping to launch her team last year was really something that helped us to focus on something that truly was and can be outside of our marriage. That and it's something that's helped her and her son. It's just so many great things that we've been able to see from that. And so that's a way that you can kind of shift that energy and say, look, we can still be and build something together that is, you know, fuels our life. So that's what we've chosen to do.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that you guys have created a safe space for you as you're going through this process of coming out, because I know so many people don't feel safe. And obviously there are places you didn't feel safe because it's taken you, it's brought up things you have to deal with and process through. Obviously, I mean, you shared that you went through these things, and in this podcast, I'm always like, we kind of glance over some of that sometimes, like we put it out there, but I think that that's not done as a like, oh, this was easy. But you mentioned like, this was a hard process. There were dark days. Oh. And it brings up things we have to deal with. But also on the other side, we want people to know there's hope, that there's that there are good things on the other side of that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you know, for me, I've continued to stay focused on, you know, we made a decision several years ago to move ourselves to Arizona, right? It is myself, Brandy, and our little daughter here. And so, you know, we don't have the big family support system around us. We have a very small friend group around here, which has gotten smaller in the last year, unfortunately. And that is okay. That's really allowed us to focus on doing the things that, you know, you see all the inspirational Instagram posts about, you know, make your circle smaller and focus on yourself for a year. We did that. Like, you know, we stopped the drinking. We focused on each other. We focused on a business, and we've seen amazing outcomes from that, health, fitness, et cetera. So it's been good.
What a beautiful gift. And what a beautiful thing for your daughter to watch at the age she's at, to see her parents coming to themselves and taking the actions that are right for them, because it gives her space to do the same, to be who she wants to be and who she was created to be, and understand it doesn't have to look just one way.
Well, and to your earlier point, Jessica, this was not without this was not all roses, right? This has not been amazing. Yep. London has certainly seen the awkwardness in our family. She has certainly heard conversations. Things have not been, I am not a quiet person, let's just say that. And so, you know, I think especially when we do have this conversation with her and she sees all the work that we've been putting in, that she'll really understand that it was to maintain what we have today. And it was fighting for our family and the love that that we have. So
I love that. Marty, you had brought up before we started talking the power of having somebody who has been through this that you can connect with. And you talked about it here as well, that you had a coach that supported you. You have created, did you say you created the Facebook group?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. To be able to have people who are going through something similar. What difference has that made in your life?
Well, it certainly helped me to see. I mean, I'm not alone. And it's actually opened my eyes to just speaking more about this. This is kind of the reason why I'm here with you today. I've gotten so much help myself from others that have shared their story. I've learned so much from them. I've learned so much from their mistakes. It has allowed me to kind of map things out, like I said.
Not feeling alone and being able to avoid some of the pitfalls, really.
Just, you know, and I knew, like, you know, I'll never forget Rick Clemens saying to me, you know, he just really regretted, and I'm just going to say this, his hoe phase, right? Like going out there and doing all these things with all these men and putting that before the relationship with his daughter. And I think in a lot of ways, he said that impacted, you know, his relationship later in life with his ex-wife and his daughter. And so those are things that I just said, you know, it's not that. That is not more important to me than this. I understand that I need to be a gay man. Sorry, I whispered that. I need to be a gay man. But that doesn't mean I need to be a hoe and go out and chase dick and put that before my family, to be honest. So I didn't.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah. And like, it is powerful to know what you value and what your priority is here. And I love that you even brought up that you are exploring what this next step of understanding your sexuality and what it does mean and feel like to be with a man. Like, what a beautiful gift for you to kind of process through this in a healthy manner that works for you before you just, you know, I mean, whatever that looks like for you is beautiful, but I love that you're taking the time to process that.
Yeah. Well, I had to get myself to a comfortable place where I could do that with my best friend.
Yeah. It is like such a weird thing to go through when you start like, oh, I'm dating and it's somebody, you know, that it impacts that other person who you've been with for years of like, hey, I know this is a new thing and it is weird and difficult to navigate and weird to talk about, but it's the reality of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. That's why we're doing all this, unfortunately. Not unfortunately, but that's why we're doing all this.
Yeah. Well, Marty, thank you so much for being here today and for sharing your story. Thank you for showing up for your family and for yourself in a way that feels good and is working for you guys. And we are here cheering you on.
Thank you so much, Jessica. I really appreciate everything that you do to help others. And we'll keep sharing our story with you.
Love it. Thanks, Marty.
Okay, my friend, if you enjoyed this week's episode of the Husband Law Podcast, or if you've enjoyed any episode of this podcast, please share and please write and review. Please, if you want to give me the best birthday present ever, leave a rating and review for us here on Apple or Spotify or wherever you are listening. It makes a world of difference to us, and it means so much to those who are looking for a podcast because it does make a difference. So please send me a little birthday love and drop us a rating and review, and that would be amazing. And also, if you have a question for us that you'd like us to answer on an upcoming episode, go to our show notes and click the link, and it will take you just a couple minutes to fill out that form, and we'll be sure to get your question answered on an upcoming episode. Sending you love. Hope you have a fabulous week.